Let's travel with our imagination back to the period of the Second Republic. Can you imagine this place on April the 13th, 1931? There would have been newspaper sheets on the ground, on which you could read one word standing out from the headlines: Republic. The columns of the bandstand would have been covered with striking colour posters, informing the citizens about the different political options of the time. The day before, day 12, there were municipal elections. At that time, Spain was facing a social and political crisis. In addition to the election of councillors, those elections were interpreted as a referendum on the form of government of the state. They were deciding whether the monarchy of King Alfonso XIII of Spain would continue or if it would become a republic, the second one in the political history of Spain. Eventually, the parties that demanded another form of government for the country triumphed in most of the capitals of the Spanish communities, including the city of Castellón. We will talk about it later. The new municipal government gave an important boost to culture, following the policy of social advancement included in the constitution of the new republic of 1931. The park where you are standing right now is called Rivolta Park, named after Francisco Rivolta, a Baroque painter who was considered a native of Castellón. Its construction began in 1869. It was a place for leisure and recreation, especially in summer. Despite the passage of time, the civil war, and the dictatorship, you can still find remnants of those years. Among these two architectural monuments are worth mentioning the bandstand and the obelisk. First, we will visit the bandstand, a place to celebrate concerts that were finished in 1934. The architect was Francisco Maristán y Casajuana. It was built in the Art Nouveau style and has 16 colonnades with Corinthian capitals. If you look at the ceiling, you will see four allegorical bas-reliefs dedicated to musical composers Chapí, Falla, Breton and Giner. In the lower part, there is still a shield crowned by a polished wall. There are other emblematic remains in this park: the benches, the statue of the painter Rivolta, the dovecote, the fountain of the Peluette. In the southern part of the park, opposite the bullring, there was a library that was replaced in 1936 for some public schools that disappeared after the Spanish Civil War. Please go to the obelisk area in the centre of the park. There you will find the plaque on the ground with the number 2,